Hello everyone, this is Parshas Tzav, but I'm still stuck on Purim, so I have to give something on Purim because it's so meaningful to me. I said it over by my Purim table, and I want to share it with you because I think it's something life-changing, I really do. Here's how it goes. I hope that I'm zeichet to do it as well, because I need this just as much myself. Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. We know that Hashem's name is Yud, Hey with a Vav and Hey. Is it hinted to in the Megillah? Yes, of course it's hinted to in the Megillah. Now there's two places where it's hinted to in Megillah, which I want to clarify. And both are extremely significant for everyday life. And it goes like this. The first time Haman is about to have his downfall, he says, the letters of Hashem's name are there in the words, by he says, Kol ze eino shaveli, when he says that Haman is not bowing down to him, and therefore nothing in this world, nothing in his whole life is worth anything to him. You have to understand, this guy is number two in command of the whole country. All these different countries, he's number two in command. Everybody's to bow down to him. He's got all the money in the world. He's got everything in power, everything. Children, he's got everything. Okay? And one thing doesn't go right. Mordechai doesn't bow down. Kol ze eino shave li. Look at the last letters of the word ze eino shave li. You'll see the word yudke vavke backwards. Now, what does yudke vavke backwards mean? Yudke vavke backwards means, instead of the forwards when it means midas hachesed, it's backwards, it means midas hadin. Meaning, the man brought upon himself judgments. How? Because he is not being grateful for all the wonderful things that he has. And therefore, you'll see the word, you give up, keep backwards, midas hadin. That is a lesson for us to know that we want good things in life. Be grateful for the good things we already have. Everybody here, everybody is enjoying a heart that's pumping, lungs that are working, eyes to see with Hashem's help. We have so many good things. Yes, we are lacking things. It's a teva, is the nature of the world that we have certain things, we're lacking other things. And sometimes it's painful. The way to get what you are needing is to be grateful for what you already have. It's something that I have to work on, something we all have to work on. That is the way, because we see the opposite is true. We see over here, he was not grateful and everything was taken away from him. Okay, that's where brachos are from. That's why brachos, we do a mea brachos of choyom. And that's how we get more brachos that come to the world. When we think about it, not just rattle the brachos and spit them out of our mouths. We have to actually say them, feel the gratitude. That's what brings bracha into our life. What's the second time we have Yudkei Vavkei as a hint? Here's the second time we have when Esther Hamalka is making a siddur with Achashverosh and Haman. And she says very clearly to her, she says, what are the words? She says, Achashverosh asks, what would you like, my dear wife? And she says, Yavo hamelech v'haman hayom. Look at the Rashi Tevos, the first letters of every word. Yavo hamelech v'haman hayom. That is Yud Hei and Vav Hei. What's going on here? What's going on? What's the good? What's the chesed? Now here there's chesed, but a very deep chesed. What's going on is that the whole Jewish people are looking at Esther Malkin saying, what are you doing? You are our people and you're in the palace and you're turning your back on us. You're doing something wrong to us. You're wronging us. You're being a traitor. Look, you're inviting, instead of pleading on our behalf, you're inviting the king and the worst enemy of the Jewish people to a party. What's really going on is the deepest chesed in the world. As we know, the Megillah unfolds that she was only doing it as a setup to trap Haman in her trap, and Baruch Hashem, she was successful. But look at this, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav Hey are in order, they are straight, they are full of chesed, and what's going on there is we're thinking, what is Hashem doing to me? What is Esther doing to me? What is Hashem in our world? What is Hashem doing to us? Is he doing something bad for me? No, look deeper. If anything is happening to you, it's because Hashem has love for you. Either it's revealed love or it's concealed love. The Yud Hey is usually concealed love. It's from a higher world. The Palatanya says it's from a higher place that we can't see it. But if we accept it and we say, yes, it is Hashem's kindness, but I can't see it, in the end of the day, we will celebrate and we will realize how good it is and how wonderful it is. So here we see that once when we see everything in our lives is really being good for us, we can relax and not be with anxiety and to know that Hashem is doing everything for our good, to believe it. And that brings the chesed upon us. That is the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey direct, in a direct fashion. We look at everything Hashem does, obviously the things that are good, we should be appreciative, but even the things that look like it's not so good, be thankful, because it's 100% for our benefit. Kol David Rachman al Tav of it. And if we do this, we bring the chesed upon ourselves. So here are the two lessons of Yudkei Vavkei in the Megillah that we both need to internalize deeply, deeply, deeply internalize. Number one again is that to be very appreciative of what we have and not to be a kafli tova and not to say everything is not worth it because this because I have this problem in my life, because I'm in overdraft, because I have this problem with the mortgage, because I have this issue with Shalom Bayis. It's an invitation to work. You need to work on yourself. But don't be ungrateful. Don't be ungrateful. And the other one is, of course, to realize that everything Hashem does for us is for the benefit and for the good, and we'll bring more goodness upon ourselves with both of these hanagos. Hashem bless us to take the power of Purim into our life now. Tov lev mishteh tamid, the last word of the Ramon in Or Chaim. We should always be in a happy mood, always be avodas Hashem b'simcha, and that, of course, will bring us to all the benefits of this world and the next. Have a wonderful Shabbos.